is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And football is back, and we're all thrilled that it is so, but it's obviously going to look very different for supporters, but also for those who work in sports media and who cover football for a living. So to talk about that, I'm delighted to be joined by Kelly Cates. Kelly, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for asking me.
So obviously, I mean, I was going to say you've got two jobs. It's probably more than that in reality, but the main things you do in terms of football are for Five Live and obviously for Sky as well. I mean, so first of all, have you had your rota from work yet? Do you know what kind of it is going to look like? Because it's busy.
Yeah. Yes, it's busy. It is really, really busy. I think it's most days now. It's going to be just for the next sort of 6 weeks. It's going to be full on. But do you know what? I've had this time off. We've been doing a little bit with Sky Sports and I've done some of the Five Live shows as well, but it's all from home. So there's no traveling and stuff. So I feel I'm ready. I'm braced for it to be like pretty much every day for the next 6 weeks.
So you mentioned Sky there. Obviously, how Sky cover the football is going to massively change, you know, in terms of social distancing, but also, you know, the product, if we are going to call it that for this purpose, is massively different as well. So what kind of discussions have you been having about sort of making it as kind of fun and as you know, the coverage as good as possible? Because all of us are going to be watching on telly, so there's going to be even more eyes on you than normal.
I know it's going to be really strange because obviously there's so many games that there just isn't going to be time to do a lot of the build up or a lot of the post-match stuff that they would normally do. Things like Monday Night Football, where the guys do all the analysis, probably not going to happen just because, well, lots of reasons. One, time, and two, social distancing means that the massive group of people that work on something like that just can't get together in the same way. So it's going to look, I think it's going to be more sort of back to basics, but I quite like that. When we do the Friday nights and it's all just, you know, there's no bells and whistles and there aren't any sort of touch screens really or that kind of, you just go on and you at the game and you talk about the football and then you talk about it afterwards, have a chat with someone and go home. It's nice. That's the best way.